Okay, we have some more questions. Okay, it's from Robin. He says, I know you've said that this course is not intended to be therapy, but I can't help feeling that there are some unresolved psychological issues standing in the way of my fully stepping into the evolutionary aspect of the true self. Do you recommend doing that work first before reaching for the evolutionary self, or letting the evolutionary practices draw out those issues as part of the process? I realize that there's no clear-cut answer to that question. The answer could be very dependent on the individual, but perhaps you could speak to the issue in a general sense. Yeah, Rob, this is a huge question. It's one that a lot of people have. It's one there's a lot of talk about on in the spiritual circles. And as you said, there's no clear-cut easy answer to it. But I will speak to it a little bit broadly, because here's the dilemma, really, as I see it. So, for anybody who's on a spiritual path, who's seeking enlightenment, seeking awakening, seeking transformation, as I was just speaking about it, you see, a big part one of the main obstacles to that awakening is what I spoke earlier about as resistance. But one of the main ways that shows up is waiting to be ready. And it's the belief that I'm not yet ready to fully step into who I truly am. Because, see, so essential to the enlightenment realization, and this is true of classical enlightenment, where we're just realizing our true nature beyond the mind as this timeless presence, but it's also true in this new evolutionary spirituality, or this integral enlightenment, where we're not just awakening to ourself as timeless presence beyond the mind, but we're also awakening to ourself as the evolutionary impulse itself, as the creative aspect of divinity itself. See, that's the other definition of integral enlightenment. It's this enlightenment that includes both the classical enlightenment of awakening to the ground of being, or to the self beyond the mind and beyond time. But it also includes this new enlightenment, which is this awakening to ourself as the evolutionary process itself, as this sacred unfolding in time in the world, and realizing that's also my true nature. So we're discovering these kind of two dimensions of our nature beyond the mind. And by the way, in next Tuesday's class session, we're going to do a deep taste of both of those, and begin to get to the sense of the difference between them, and also what's similar about them, and how they're totally different from the ego. So the point here, to come back to your question, after my little deviation there, is that both of those aspects of our higher self, if you will, or our enlightened self, the dynamic creative aspect and the more static pure being aspect, both of those are things that already exist, and they're already fully formed. They're not parts of yourself that need to be cultivated, that need to be grown. They're fully here, 100%, right in this moment, as full as they'll ever be, as ready as they'll ever be for you to embody them. That's already who you are, Rob. So on the path, then the question becomes, when am I going to be ready to step into and accept who I already am and let go of who I'm not, which is this manufactured ego structure, this story about myself that I've been believing in for all this time, that's not really true. It's just an invention of my mind, not really who I ultimately am. It might be truth in it, but it's not the bigger truth. It's not my deeper self. So when am I going to be ready to step up and step into that and live from there forevermore? Now, I hope you can start to sense the dilemma, because see, the ego is never going to be ready. That's its nature. It doesn't want to get ready for that. And it is not going to. It's not going to come along on that journey I just described. And so the ego is going to find any good excuse not to go. And it's going to try to present good reasons why we should not go there, why we're not ready. And it will always do that, no matter how ready we are. Now, here's the challenge, though, is that we are all at different degrees of actual readiness, in the sense that, you know, we may each have certain developmental moves that we need to make, certain capacities that we need to cultivate to be really ready to step up to something as big as I'm now going to really live from my evolutionary self, my enlightened self, whatever we want to call it right now, but I'm really going to go there. That is not something that we're necessarily all just totally ready to do right in this minute. If we were, we'd probably already be doing it. So we're all at varying degrees of readiness. But we're also, see, at varying degrees of willingness. And the willingness versus readiness piece is also one of these areas that's hard to define. Because, see, so here's the point. If you have a lot of psychological damage, and have been diagnosed even with a psychological disorder, you're probably not capable of doing what I just talked about. But if you're just an ordinary neurotic person with your share of childhood traumas and, you know, inner woundedness and issues and insecurities, negative tendencies, but you're just an average version of that, none of that is necessarily an obstacle to stepping into the willingness that I'm talking about. Because, see, you're never going to get rid of all of it. And this is the healing game. This is the challenge with the healing paradigm, is that as long as we're in the healing paradigm that says, I'm a messed up, I'm damaged goods, and I need to heal, and once I heal enough, then I could potentially enter onto the spiritual path and really wake up and step into my new true nature. But I got a lot of work to do first. As long as we're on that track, we'll probably be on that track forever, in a sense, because that track doesn't have an end. There's not a place where it's suddenly you go, okay, wow, now I've really healed all my stuff. Now I am 100% ready, willing, and able, and so now it's going to be easy to step into my enlightened self and live from there. It's never going to be easy to step into it. Part of you is going to always resist it like crazy. And so you see how I'm not giving you a clear, succinct answer just as you predicted, because there really is no simple answer to it. But the point is, so here's the posture that we need to take, because there is a place to go with your question. And so what I would say is, unless you really are, you know, very psychologically damaged person with enormous personality disorder, or with any personality disorder, but with really intense issues, unresolved things, like, if that's the case for you, I would say you probably do need some, you know, serious psychotherapy to clear up enough of your issues to get to a place where you can really take this path seriously. Yeah, that might be true. But otherwise, if we're just an ordinary messed up person, like all human beings are, then the posture we want to lean into is it's not around readiness any longer. It's around willingness. It's around intention. It's around, okay, how much do I really want it? Am I really ready, and am I really willing to let my life become that big and that profound and that sacred? Am I willing to leave behind my little story that I've invested so much of my life energy in, and let my life become a much bigger story? Am I willing to do that? And that's not something you're going to get a yes or no answer to today. It's something. It's a question to live into with the deepest part of yourself. What is my intention? What do I really want? What am I really doing here? What's my life really about? If tomorrow God showed up on a chariot and said, "Jump on board, Rob, let's go. Let's go to heaven." And again, I mean it completely metaphorical. I don't believe in a mythic God that rides chariots, okay? Just to be clear. But metaphorically speaking, you know, if the gates of enlightenment opened up in your experience right now and you saw with pristine clarity your true nature and you saw that all it was going to take was a choice to align with it and live from there from now on, would you be ready to go? Or would you say, "Oh God, I'm not ready yet. I'm not willing"? And to really reckon with that issue and continue reckoning with it, continue leaning into it. And then, yes, continue to do your work on yourself. If you're in therapy and you've got things you're working on, by all means, keep doing it. But don't do it with any illusion that you're going to someday get to a place where you feel ready. Or where your ego is going to feel ready. Because it's never going to feel ready. The leap is always going to feel like a leap. The challenge of stepping up is going to always feel like a challenge to part of you. I could talk about this for a couple hours, honestly, and a lot more will get revealed about this through the course. But there's a few initial stabs at this very deep question.